Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Omoto, and in the next few minutes, I am going to give you a rundown of More Love, Less Ego by Wizkid. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
It goes without saying that More Love, Less Ego is one of the most anticipated albums on the Afrobeat scene this year. And it's already been delayed a couple of times. And here we are, November 11, 2022. And the album is here. It's released under Starboy Entertainment with exclusive license to RCA Records. There's 13 songs. And 6 features, and these are big features when you think about it. Ira Star, Skilly Bang, and Shensia on one track, bruh. Then Skepta and Naira Marley on one track too. Don Toliver, man, it's a big album. 2 songs have been already released from More Love, Less Ego, and that's Money and Love more recently, and Bad to Me, which was I think that was September sometime. And they both have done amazing, with Bad to Me sitting on 9.5 million streams on Spotify and Money and Love sitting on 3 million streams on Spotify. Big tunes. Big, big tunes. All right, let's look at the production credits on More Love, Less Ego. None other than P2J with most of them. Kelpie, Sammy Soso, and P Prime. Heavy hitters all the way through. Mixing engineer is Dro Hidalgo. The other engineer is Sam Harper. And the mastering engineer is Colin Leonard. Upper echelon stuff, but I'd say it's expected. This is Wizkid, right? Anyway, talking about the music, I think the first thing that we need to really get out of the way is the 2 singles that came out, which is Money and Love and Bad to Me, really set a precedent for what this album was probably gonna sound like. And I did say this before, that I was expecting Wizkid to not go with the Made in Lagos formula, where he totally flipped the script, went a bit slower, and it actually started some sort of like a trend in Afrobeats, which just changed the whole game. But with the 2 singles that came out, this was a different ball game. There was a bit more tempo to it, and Bad to Me for starters, like with the log drum. Some people were feeling it, other people were not. But the truth is, when you get into More Love, Less Ego, the first few songs, the log drum is actually pretty prominent in there. But it's hard to classify it as amapiano, to be honest, considering the authenticity of the sound, as it were. And I can understand if the wider African market would call it amapiano just based on the log drum, but really what's happened here is a true fusion of Afro beats and amapiano. That's what you're finding, and really the log drum being the connection mostly to amapiano, but it is the most prominent instrument there. You then get this amapiano sound on songs like 2 Sugar featuring Ira Star, and this is interesting. From Tems on Made in Lagos to Ira Star on More Love, Less Ego, could this be the song that really catapults Ira Star into serious stardom? I remember listening to Ira Star's debut EP, this is going on maybe 18 months ago, and thinking, you know what, she's in the same lane as Tems and everybody else, and she totally could become the next Tems. She's got that thing. But I didn't think on that particular debut EP she was ready. But how the trajectory of her career has gone from then is absolutely mind-blowing. And right now, Ira Star is on one of the hottest runs I've ever seen on the continent when it comes to singles being dropped and projects and just hitting the ball out of the park the whole time. And on 2 Sugar, on this Made in More Love, Less Ego album, she did the exact same thing. And it's definitely going to put her on the radar of a lot of influential people. Now, here's something interesting about More Love, Less Ego. By the time I got to track 8, which is Flower Pads, I'm thinking, is this guy literally giving us a new delivery? Because when you listen to how his delivery is on some of the songs on this album, you're like, wait, is this Wizkid? You know what I mean? And then you look at the songs and you're like, nah, doesn't have a feature or whatever the case may be. He's singing in a slightly different style. There's some bits where you're like, oh, obviously it's Wizkid. But this is something that a lot of people might end up missing, because it's just like you're marveling at the song, but then you realize he has changed his delivery. He switched it up completely, and he's sounding nice too. I'd say the song that really stands out when it comes to the delivery is track 13, Frames. Who's gonna know? Listen to it and tell me if you think that's Wizkid. Honestly, just listen to that track. A signature throughout More Love, Less Ego is the percolating rhythms, and these are like drum based. So when you listen to all the tracks starting from track 1 and you go through, you can feel this sort of vibe, and it leans or borrows on that UK sort of Afro swing type sound too. And that's a very interesting sort of play on that. And just as well, take track 9, for example, with Skepta and Naira Marley. Skepta being, it's Skepta, man. You know, the UK Massive is gonna eat that up all the way through. And this is really what I think Wizkid is going for, because a lot of these sounds are really going to resonate outside of Africa as well, with different markets. For example, the Jamaican one on Slip and Slide with Skilly Bang and Shensia, which is actually slower than I thought it would be, but it makes sense. It's a vibe. It's a total vibe. You listen to it and you're like, these three on a track sounds good. It was pretty cool getting an acoustic on this. That's track 12, special featuring Don Toliver. That's a really, really cool track. And I wouldn't necessarily call it your biggest hit or anything, but that's a song that you probably will listen to from this album over and over and over again, just because of the vibe. And there's something special there. Now, if we're gonna be frank, More Love, Less Ego is not an extension of Made in Lagos in any way, shape, or form. It's different. It's totally different. And I don't think he was going for that anyway. A Made in Lagos part 2, which is fine, because Wizkid always challenges himself and challenges the listener when he drops something. And in that regard, I think Made in Lagos is way more special in terms of what it gave us, and More Love, Less Ego is going to occupy a place where it's like, yo, this is a top album with like hits. But I think Made in Lagos is more of a groundbreaking project, just in the makeup, the sound, the sonics, everything. That's the difference between the two albums. More Love, Less Ego is definitely a bit more up-tempo. And let's look at the timing. A mid-November drop really kind of gets us in that Christmas zone, that work party zone, end-of-year party zone for work. That's really where it's going to shine. And I think out of 13 tracks, you literally could pick at least 10 that could be singles. I mean, obviously, barring the two that have been released, then that doesn't leave much else out there. What totally boggles the mind is the hunger that Wizkid has for an artist of his stature. Honestly, he really shouldn't even be caring about giving us an album that's like this, where he gives us a new delivery, different types of flows, and it doesn't even sound like him. why the heck is he doing this? It really just shows you that music is his thing and he likes to experiment and also accustom us to new things. I think what he's done as well for the wider industry is he's given the Amapiano sound way more longevity. Without leaning to the authentic South African sound, but really creating that fusion. Because there are songs on here, I think Pressure is one of them, which really sounds, you know, more Amapiano-y, but it really doesn't go to the South African sound. But what it does is it stamps its authority as the new Nigerian log drum sound. And you can tell by the patterns there. That's Wizkid really saying to the wider industry, this is the sound. You're really gonna like this. You have to vibe to this. And once Wizkid does that, you know what's gonna happen? Starting from now, there are gonna be a bunch of songs from other artists that are gonna sound the exact same. And they're gonna be going to the Nigerian producers to try and replicate that very sound. And this is what you get with More Love, Less Ego. It definitely is another trendsetter type of album. And I'm keen to see what his new delivery is going to do for the wider market as well. From a quality perspective, it's Wizkid, bro. And you saw the list of credits. And you heard it when I read it out at the start. That's top tier stuff. There's nothing out of place on this project. Absolutely nothing. It's just everything fits. Now, is it a classic? Time will tell. I don't think so. I don't think it will get to Made in Lagos Heights, but it's for a different crowd. It's for a different vibe and a different day. So I'd give this one a solid 8 out of 10. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Dende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.